Pardon Mr. Barber. An outgoing governor grants pardons to more than 200 convicts and gets convicted in the media for being soft on crime or reckless. A Mississippi state crisis, a national debate. What was Governor Haley Barber thinking? On this Thursday, January 12th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Celeste is away for just a few days. We're going to begin this hour by taking a look at the pardon dispute down there in Mississippi. We have also two curious looks at capitalism through the lens of a game show and the lens of the political campaign. We also take a trip to North Korea in fact and fiction. Many of you are still talking about the candidates you're supporting during the 2012 election cycle. A listener from New Jersey texted us, "I'm a Democrat voting to reelect Obama. He is trying to chip away at the stranglehold the Republican Party has on our country, and I support that." Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's go to the morning's top headlines, and we begin in Mississippi. A judge has temporarily blocked the release of 21 of the inmates pardoned by now former Governor Haley Barber. Mississippi's Attorney General Jim Hood tells CNN Governor Barber failed to publish pardon requests 30 days before they were granted, as required by Mississippi law.
He violated the Constitution, and those many, or if not most, of those so-called pardons he gave will be held null and void.
Before he left office, Governor Barber gave reprieves to more than 200 inmates. The U.S. Marine Corps says it is investigating a video that appears to show four Marines urinating on the bodies of Taliban fighters. In a statement to our partner, the BBC, the Pentagon said it is egregious behavior and unacceptable for a member of the military. Pakistani journalist Ahmed Rashid studies the movements of militants in the area, and he tells our partner, the BBC, that regardless of the authenticity of the video, it will have an impact.
It's come at a very bad time. There is a wave of anti-Americanism in Afghanistan right now over all sorts of issues, especially regarding the long-term presence of American forces after they withdraw in 2014.
This morning, the NATO-led security mission strongly condemned the actions seen in the video. Meanwhile, the Obama administration will reportedly resume peace talks with the Taliban as soon as Afghan President Hamid Karzai formally blesses the negotiations. The Washington Post reports the process could be underway within weeks. President Obama is proposing new tax incentives to help American employers to bring home manufacturing jobs that have moved overseas, a move the president calls insourcing. The president says increasing labor costs in China give the U.S. a chance finally to take some manufacturing jobs back. New York Times correspondent Jody Cantor is defending her portrayal of Michelle Obama in her book, The Obamas. That's after Michelle Obama dismissed the book on CBS as yet another portrait of her as an angry black woman. Cantor spoke to The Takeaway earlier this morning.
I assume that what she was addressing was maybe some of the inaccurate coverage of the book, because no place in this book do I call her or imply that she's an angry black woman.
Cantor's book was released earlier this week. Excerpts appeared on Saturday in the New York Times. North Korea's government this morning says it will place the body of Kim Jong-il on permanent display in a Pyongyang mausoleum. The Mexican government has updated its drug war death toll. Sobering number, since 2006, more than 47,000 people have been killed in drug-related violence, it says. Nike has agreed to pay $1 million to 4,500 workers in Indonesia to resolve a dispute over 2 years of unpaid overtime. The out-of-court settlement follows a year of negotiations with trade unions. Asian markets mixed this morning. European indices are up. The futures for Wall Street are up this morning. Actually, they turn mixed. They're basically flat this morning. The Dow starts at 12,376. The S&P begins at 1,287. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,367. All this week, we're discussing the 2012 election season and hearing all sorts of Ron Paul supporters.
This is Dana from Massachusetts. I'm a little concerned that a lot of progressive leftists like me are being duped into supporting Ron Paul just because he would advocate the legalization of pot. And he's anti-U.S. intervention overseas. But he would just totally eviscerate the social safety net for poor people. He's not the alternative.
You can talk to us about Ron Paul, but what do you think of the campaign broadly? Tell us a story of the candidate you are supporting. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org. What was Haley Barber thinking? We'll talk about those pardons down in Mississippi in just a moment.